Terry, you seem to have a good go in the second half. Not quite enough for you.
No, I think if you're going to win a cup tie of this magnitude, you need to play well for 90 minutes. And I was very disappointed with the first 45 today. I thought they not only never threw it out to our fullbacks or our centre halves, I didn't think we worked hard enough at getting the space to play our football. And I thought we played them at their game, and they're always going to win that. Disappointed with the goals we conceded, the free kick from the lonely boy from Watford, brilliantly taken. I could have done without him signing on yesterday. He certainly is a quality player and made a difference to them today. And disappointed with the second goal. You know, they've done nothing to earn that second goal, and we've given it. So that's disappointing. Real plus is that, you know, I wrote to him at half time and said this wasn't good enough, we couldn't play like this and we wouldn't win like this. So we changed it slightly second half, and the boys gave it a real go. I was really proud of them. They got it down, they passed, they got in behind Stevenage, they created several chances, and on the day we weren't good enough to finish.
Stevenage are at the feelings off of where the statue.
Yeah, I mean, it's where we'd love to be. We'd love to be, you know, pushing for promotion from Div 2. There's certainly no doubt about that. And we can certainly take a lot of their characteristics and think, yeah, we need a bit more steel, we need a bit more power. But we're where we are at the moment. We're a much younger side than them, a much cheaper side than them, and we need experience, and we're gaining experience. That today for my boys was a magnificent experience that they'll gain from, you know, playing in front of live TV, playing in front of what was nearly a full house against a very, very good Stevenage side. So there's certain things I certainly want to emulate, and certain things that we need to do our way, and we need to have a bit more belief in ourselves to play our football, no matter how long.
When you get the chance to get Stevenage, you need to take them out.
Yeah, I thought we missed a couple of chances. I don't think we had a bounce in their box, but boy, did they get some bodies behind the ball in their box. You know, when it comes in, it's got to bounce off of at least eight of theirs in the box to get a second bounce. I thought Luke Moore was fantastic. I think the last three games, he's shown why we brought him to this club, and will establish himself hopefully as a real regular in there. Also pleased with the work that Danny got through today. A few of our players were not up to what I'd hoped they'd be on a big match day, but you know, it's a big ask for some of our young players. You know, the Christian Jolly can come from Park Football 2 years ago into playing live on TV, and that experience would have done in the world of it, and he'll come back better for it.
Harry, Danny Kebbell and Mitchell played very well. By the time he retired today, he was at sort of three defenders right. He's obviously come out from left, come out from right. He set up a bit more together.
Yep.
And he set up a usage. But you can't get on the end of his own crosses.
No. To be perfectly honest, we don't ask Danny to run the channels. I can't stop the bugger moving out of it. I think Ed says he got the ball first. I thought both bookings were harsh, and I didn't think we had a great deal out of him, but I'm not going to complain about
that. The free kick before the goal, before you open
it? I don't know. I mean, you'd see it on the telly and it would either look yes or no. I'm more disappointed by the fact that, you know, we conceded it. It went right in off the post, so it couldn't have gone an inch more either way. But to be fair, it's Seb's side, so he's pretty good enough, and that's fair enough.